With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Team Cayman delivered another powerful night in the pool on day three of the 39th Charifta Swimming Championships in Martinique, adding seven more medals to the tally and showcasing depth across every age group. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has this report.
Monday evening opened with a gritty bronze from Kate Galatopoulos in the girls' 13-14 1500-meter freestyle. Moments later, Cole Tago secured his second distance medal of the meet, a silver in the boys' 13-14 800-meter free. Strong distance swims also came from Lauren Nash, Sienna Romer, and Felicity Weston, while in the boys' 15-17 800-meter, Adam Sellers placed fifth, and Lennox Turnham-Wheatley finished seventh. Cayman's individual medley specialists kept the podium busy. Lev Fahy and Luke Higo powered to silver and bronze in the boys' 200-meter IM, continuing their fierce rivalry with Trinidad and Tobago's Liam Carrington. Riley Watson added a bronze in her 200 IM final, while the 12-year-old Adyen Agarwal finished just shy of the podium in fourth. Kate returned after her 1500-meter effort to place seventh in the girls' 13-14 IM. In the 50-meter breaststroke, Tessa Danter and Kate placed 7th and 8th, respectively, while Jack Clark Terrell claimed 8th in the boys' 15-17 final. Callahan Leask impressed in prelims, dropping 3 seconds off his entry time. The 100-meter freestyle, always a marquee Charifta event, saw Lauren Travers finish 4th in the stacked 11-12 final. Adyen placed 7th in the boys' race. Sierra Broadbelt was edged out for bronze in the girls' 15-17 final, finishing fourth, and Lev closed hard to take fifth in the boys' event. Sierra returned with authority in the 200-meter butterfly, dominating the field to claim gold, continuing her Charifta legacy in the event. In the boys' 15-17 200 fly, Eli Bain and Calvin Hitt battled to fourth and fifth. Then came relay time. In the 11-12 mixed 400 free relay, Calvin Kalinowski, Una Walker, Lauren, and Adyen raced to an exciting fourth-place finish. The girls' 13-14 800-meter free relay, Arabella Lawson, Anna Oldfield, Kate, and Tessa also placed fourth. The boys' 13-14 squad of Colt Liam, Minibo, Sebastian LaRota Thomas, and Will Weston added valuable points with a fifth-place finish. The night closed with a statement swim from the men's 15-17 4x200-meter free relay. Lev, Lennox, Eli, and Luke surged to silver, sending Team Cayman into the final day on a high. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Team Cayman is holding strong as the Charifta Aquatics Championships head into their final day, with swimmers delivering a steady stream of podium finishes and keeping the island firmly in the medal conversation. However, after 3 days in the pool, the squad has stacked up 29 medals and positioned themselves for a potential late push up the team standings. CIASA President Steve Broadbelt says the athletes are locked in, energized, and ready to close out the competition, and he shared where things stand heading into the final session.
This is a 4-day event. We've completed the first 3 days and have won a total of 29 medals so far. And that's made up of 5 gold medals, 14 silver, and 10 bronze medals, 29, with one more day yet to swim. The first day we managed to win 10 medals, the second day, 12 medals, and yesterday, day three, 7 medals. Picked up a total of 4 of those would be relay medals, and the rest of them are individual. Total team points so far, we're sitting fifth in the championship, and with 413 points. Bahamas is at the top, followed by Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and Barbados. If we have a good day today, we could probably jump ahead of Barbados, but we've got a strong fifth as a minimum. So the team's in good spirits and ready for the final day of the championships. We have artistic swimming that started their first day today, and they're currently running in first place at the top.
We are still awaiting results for today's open water swim events. Speaking of artistic swimming, they opened with a splash on Monday as Martinique's Aquatic Center transformed into a world-class stage for the solo events. In the 12 and under division, Cayman's young soloists delivered clean, composed routines, each athlete earning full declared difficulty. With the figures event still ahead, scores remain provisional, but Isabel Yon leads the field with teammate Aubrey Boulain close behind. Once figures are added, the combined total will determine their final championship standings. In the youth category, Cayman's Ava Crane produced a powerful, high-quality swim, also achieving full double D. She holds a commanding 25-point lead, with today's figure results set to confirm the final order. And Cayman has its first official gold medal of the 2026 championships. Junior soloist Maureen Catherine Collar executed a high-difficulty routine with precision and poise, securing top honors for Team Cayman. And Team Cayman delivered another powerful showing on day one of competition at the Karifta Track and Field Championships. The athletics campaign was off to a brilliant start on Saturday, with the first medals of the 2026 games coming from the field events. Gabriella Linton successfully defended her U17 girls' shot put title with a commanding winning throw of 14.19 meters, securing Cayman's first gold medal of the meet. Right alongside her on the podium was teammate Kalia Hay, who delivered a strong performance of 13.97 meters to claim the bronze. That's it for local sports for tonight. However, on Sports Extra, we'll be chatting with Cayman's under-16 rugby squad as they recently came back from the Tropical Sevens tournament, where our under-16 team got to the finals in that event. Next, we'll be chatting with netball. The Strikers team competed in Florida at the Miami Netball Classics on the weekend. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin.